you trying to take the moment from me. Just got okay with having lonely moments. And can I live? And can I live? But can I live when I'm gone? Fate's gonna be the ones to quote this. Like they the whole reason why I wrote this. Tell me something. Can I live? Please tell me something. Can I live? Hey.
Shows. I'd like to take a moment to speak to the audience, because I feel like when you have a platform, you have to use your platform to raise awareness. That's something I was taught by one of my mentors. His name is Dr. Tyron Cooper. He taught me how to write a show. He told me when it came to a show, the three elements. You had love, the party, and the social political consciousness.
When I was thinking, what am I going to talk about?
There was a couple things that came to my mind. And that was comparison, focus, and reaching your dreams and goals. So one thing I noticed with life is that a lot of times we get stuck up into focusing about the future and focusing, what am I gonna be doing 5 years from now, 10 years from now, even a week from now? And I thought, we really gotta work on how we focus on life. We gotta focus on the things that are going on right now. Because if you keep focusing on the future, you have those special moments that'll just pass you by. Another thing is that you can't take your future and tie it to what someone else is doing in their present. Once again, you cannot take your future and tie it to what somebody else is doing in their present. Comparison. Comparison is a thief of joy. You have to live your own life, because everyone's road to success is different. And that comes with reaching your dreams and your goals and making them a reality. Another thing I've noticed in life is that people will try to stop you from reaching your dreams and goals. They will try to tell you that you can't do something that is in your heart. So when you're looking up at the ceiling dreaming, remember there is no ceiling when it comes to your dreams. You can do whatever your heart wants. You can do whatever your mind wants. But sometimes also, you can stop yourself from reaching your dreams and goals. Personal perception is often one's own deception. Therefore, excuses are the tools of the incompetent used to build bridges to nowhere and monuments of nothing. There is no excuses when it comes to reaching your dreams and goals. There's no age barrier. You just gotta go for it. You gotta keep on pushing. We ain't afraid no more to speak our minds. We ain't afraid no more to chase our dreams. We ain't afraid no more to be who we want to be. We ain't afraid no more to express our inner selves. If no one today has told you that they don't love you, I love every single one in here. You're all amazing. You're all great. And you will make your dreams come true.
That was Peyton Womack doing a few tunes there, run together. And boy, that was beautiful. I just love the tone that you get on your on your alto there. You ever mess around with tenor or a barry sax?
I do. I actually played tenor and barry sax in high school, and I haven't touched the tenor or the barry in a while, but the tenor sax, yeah, I play that. And I also have soprano, and I have an electronic saxophone called the Iwi. Nice. So I'm all over the place.
Yeah, you are. So one question for you, kind of a crazy question, but when you play, you close your eyes, what do you see?
Well, that was a good question. I don't know. I kind of just go into this zone. I always called it the zone. I know it has like a proper name to it, but I always feel lost. Sometimes it feels spiritual, to be honest with you. And I kind of just follow my heart. And I've always noticed that that's always what I do is I close my eyes. I've never, like, even when I'm moving, even here right now, I've been moving in my seat and stuff. Right. I don't plan that out. It kind of just is all inside of me. So I guess I'm just kind of in this different world, it feels like. And it's magical, and it's hard to really express into words, but it just feels right and like where I'm supposed to be.
I think that's the best answer you could have given me. And I feel like I put you on the spot with the question, but I thought, you know, I always talk to different musicians about different things that kind of inspire them, you know, and kind of where they go with their music sometimes. So any shows coming up that you want to tell us about? You got dates and times on anything?
I actually have a show tonight at the Bluebird with the Gardeners at 10:30.
There you go, folks. 10:30 tonight at the Bluebird. Well, that's timely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know, right?
Yeah. Anything else you want to tell us about? I know you got some kind of a song you're going to drop here.
I have a song I'm dropping. No date yet, but stay posted. I'm all socials at @PEY_UP. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter or X, whatever you want to say, and MySpace, kidding, and Instagram and TikTok and whatever people be using. I probably have one.
All right. I like that name, Pay Up.
Pay Up.
Easy to remember that way, PEY apostrophe or
PEY underscore UP.
Underscore UP. There you go. All right, Peyton, you want to get out of here with one more?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Let's have a party. How about that?
Let's do it.
There is superstition.
right. A little superstitious there. Mm-hmm. Our guest tonight has been Peyton Womack. Peyton, any last words of wisdom for our audience?
Just keep on loving. All my shows, I always say, it's okay to love yourself. So whenever you hear this, just know it's okay to love yourself. And as an exercise, you can say, I love myself when you see yourself in the mirror. You're great. You're special. You deserve to be loved. Keep following your dreams. Chase those dreams and make them come true. That's it. I'm out.
All right, man. I can't appreciate you enough. I got to be honest. All you young people out there, this is your role model. Trust me.
Wow.
Peyton Womack is the guy you want to be like. Thank you. I want to thank our engineering staff, Alex Hamill, and the great Chama Henry, who is always about. We've also got in the studio Miles with us, and so this is good. I'm Steve Philbeck, and I am out of here for Local Live tonight. Thank you once more, Mr. Peyton Womack, and especially we want to thank our Local Live coordinator, who's a little under the weather tonight, Nikki Seven. And now I'm going to throw it back to you, Miles, in the studio. See you all.
See you.